Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome back to Rise Up with Janina Chan, where we rise up together every chance we get and have fun while we're at it.
Hi, everyone. I'm Janina Chan Seh.
And I'm Morgan Seh.
Just got married a few weeks ago, but we are here back with fresh new content, basically about how to deal with bullies and bullying.
This is a very difficult topic for most people because most people try to avoid even knowing about this topic, and they just leave it to exist and prevail. But apparently, if you do that, it just never goes away. Mm-hmm. So ignoring this is a problem. It'll never go away. So you have to actually address this problem. That's why this is one of the reasons that we wanted to discuss this topic, so that we can guide everyone who's watching or who's also parenting, not just parenting, or even if you're an adult, you'll still deal with different kinds of bullies, which we'll tackle today.
Yes. And it happens not just in school, but also in the workplace, and sometimes even, sadly, at home, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes people just feel like it's the norm and they just have to deal with it. But for you, what are the different types of bullying or different types of bullies?
So the different types of bullies occur whether you're a child or you're an adult. So the most common one would be the physical bullying, which probably a lot of people have encountered. And then there's, of course, the emotional bullying or the psychological abuse. And then, of course, there's the online bullying, or there's basically an evolution of that was from the original media bullying. So before, those who could bully people were those involved in the media. But because social media democratized the platform of being able to interact in a public space, a lot of people have now engaged in basically libelous bullying. So we will tackle how to address these different types of bullies.
Yes, actually, tama yung sinabi mo, because ngayon nagiging pangkaso na yan, di ba?
Exactly.
Di ba? And we should know our rights also, and not just accept the bullying just because we feel like, ay, hindi, pambata lang yan, di ba? Parang normal lang naman yan, di ba? Parang ano, kaya mo na yan, parang pagbigyan mo na lang. But there are certain types of bullying that you shouldn't just let pass.
Correct, yes. Mm-hmm. So I'll start first with physical. So okay. The physical bullying, to address this, is you also have to train yourself. So whether you're a kid or an adult, if you experience physical bullying, you should be able to physically be able to defend yourself. This is what I keep telling people, because running to the authorities can only last you so much, but you will never gain the respect of your bully. The key thing in any kind of bullying is you gain their respect. What is respect? Being able to tell them that you can also fight back. Mm-hmm. You can also hurt them. It doesn't matter if you can win the fight, but as long as you can hurt them in the fight, that's what matters. So if you know how to fight, so basically try to learn boxing or jujitsu or even taekwondo or karate if you're a bit more adventurous.
Yes.
These are the basic things that I would teach. So right, for me, I'm a black belt in taekwondo, but it's actually a more difficult thing to learn for self-defense. Mm-hmm. For me, what I would advise, if you want to get to learn self-defense the fastest way, you first go through the route of boxing. But from there, in a few sessions, you can learn how to defend yourself from most attackers already. Then you'll go to grappling, which is the secondary that you'll need. And if you're a bit more advanced, like me, I took all three. I took boxing, grappling, and taekwondo, so that I know how to punch, kick, and to wrestle. But basically, what you need to learn is that you don't have to actually win the fight, but it's best that you actually do.
Yes.
So if you do get to win the fight with the bully,
of course,
that will be the one last time, most probably, that he'll try to bully you.
Yeah.
And if he's going to do it a second time, that's going to be probably even a stretch, because most bullies, after they get hurt from you really bad, whether you win or you don't, but if you especially win, that will be the last time they'll try to do that attempt on you. And if all the other bullies hear about this, they'll all respect you and they won't even touch you. So that's the first thing to address in physical bullying. You have to be able to stand up for yourself.
But again, you have to be on the defense, never be the one to initiate the attack. Diba? And sabi rin naman sa Bible, diba? Yung parang an eye for an eye dapat hindi, diba? Mm. So what's your take on that?
Well, never initiate, never punch unless punched. So in the American military, they always say, do not fire unless fired upon. You should never fire the first shot. You should never take the first action unless they took the action first.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the rule of thumb there, because good guys hit last. So if you're the good guy, you do not hit first.
Okay.
You only retaliate, but you never initiate.
Mm-hmm. So, wag magpaapi pa rin. Know your rights. And I think it's also in the Bible, diba? Yung be meek as a lamb, but shrewd as a serpent. So, don't feel guilty for standing up for yourself. I think that's the main point, right?
That's correct.
Okay, yeah. So what's the next one?
So the next one would be emotional bullying or psychological abuse. So this one's a bit trickier because now you're not anymore technically fighting on a physical stance. And you should never take a physical fight to an emotional fight because once again, never fire again when unless fired upon. So if you're not being punched, you're not being physically abused, do not retaliate physically because that's a foul. You will be the one considered the bully by any social norms.
Yes.
So if you're being emotionally or psychologically abused, normally these are bullying, you know, through words and through, you know, humiliation.
Or gaslighting even.
Yes.
Making you
correct.
Feel like they're the victim and blaming you for something you didn't actually cause.
Mm-hmm. So in this one, it's a bit more mental. It's more of a mental capacity of being able to fight back. So these people are either irrational or they don't see the logic of you, of respecting you intellectually because they believe that you're intellectually inferior than them. That's normally the case for emotional abuse. They call you bobo, stupid, or
verbal
weak.
Abuse. Yeah, yeah, verbal abuse and insults.
Yeah, insults. So it's basically an insult. So what is the basis of an insult? The one insulting you believes in his mind that you are inferior to them intellectually. So now you have to prove yourself through communication. You have to be a good communicator, debater, and respectfully be able to address the facts of any kind of insult. So never engage in counter insult because that's not the way to fight back in this case. So in the previous case, I told you fight fist with fist, but now I'm not telling you to fight insult with insult because it won't end there because they'll still believe that, well, you're still intellectually inferior to me because you can't argue with me. So basically, to address the psychological abuser, you must be able to communicate, debate, and argue. So you have to actually train your mind with facts, figures, knowledge, and prove that you are superior to them intellectually. So that's one way to be able to address emotional and psychological abuse.
Mm-hmm. Know the facts, you know, it shouldn't be subjective, right? And have good memory.
That's correct.
Yeah. Take screenshots. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
So maybe you can also tell them an example of psychological abuse that you've gone through.
Well, I guess growing up, some of them, I think that's why I brought up gaslighting because I never thought I would be a victim of it because I know I always see the good in people. And there was just this one instance wherein there was a disagreement, but then zooming out and after processing everything, there was literally zero issue. And this person made an issue out of nothing. And I think, I don't know, parang maybe expectations weren't met. And basically, long story short, she was gaslighting me. And it was basically harassment because it just bothered me. It made me feel like I was the person who attacked her or made her feel bad because she was saying that she felt bad or basically she was playing the victim, but then zooming out, there was no issue at all. And I personally felt like my peace was robbed. I was bothered and I felt the need to, I don't know, it just stripped out the joy from me. And ako pa naman, I am such a positive, grateful person. I love people. I'm a people person. I'm so understanding. And maybe that's also why I felt even worse because coming from an ex-people pleaser, which is another topic, mahirap na nga yan eh, na parang I want everyone to be happy. And then someone's blaming you for something that you didn't cause. So make sure you know the facts. That's why it's so important. And don't add your own subjective thoughts to it and spiral down or doom spiral because it's just going to worsen your mental state. It's so important that you talk to friends, trusted friends and family about a certain issue, or if you feel like someone is causing bother or harassment to you in that psychological sense. And it's great that you have someone to talk to and you feel safe. And you were also there for me.
But most importantly, I think what the viewers want to hear is like how you resolved it.
Well, you really helped me. That's why I'm getting to that. It felt like it was all almost like you were mentioning my legal rights. It kind of escalated to that point because there was some extortion involved, right? Or kind of parang yun na yung nangyayari, right? And you were like, I think my mom was saying, you know, just pay or just pay just to get rid of the situation. But you were saying it's not about that. It's the principle behind it. Because once, for example, someone extorts you for money, gaslighting you, bullying you, making you feel like you should pay a certain amount or, you know, face certain consequences kahit na hindi monetary, hindi pa rin yun eh. That's kind of like a shortcut solution. Dapat hindi ka nagpapabully. And I thank you for reminding me of that also. And yeah, what was your advice to me? Know the facts, know the technicalities, and gampanan niyo yung technical aspect and the legalities of it. And yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, coming to that point. So when it comes to harassment and bullying, whether it's psychologically, emotionally, or extortion, so there are multiple kinds, you know. Others will extort you for money, then try to threaten you, and go through the, you know, make you feel like you're in the wrong. It's better to fight all the way, you know. So never back down. You always never give in to the demands of a bully. So you never negotiate with a terrorist, because a terrorist will keep coming back for more.
In like layman's terms, I just want to make it more casual because yun yung binanggit mo, diba? Like, kung magpa, parang, if you agree to those terms, they're going to keep extorting more money from you.
Yes, exactly. They'll never stop. That's why in the many years that I've been doing business and going through the different challenges of it, I've also encountered a lot of these kinds of extortative people in the...
Because that's literally what you do. He's actually head of the crisis management department.
It doesn't matter if they're asking for X amount. I would spend double that amount just to fight them, just to make them lose. That's the kind of attitude that you should have. You'll spend more in effort, time, and resources rather than giving into what they were asking for. But it stops them right there and then. And then there, and the, all the other bullies watching it will also say, wow, this guy's a fighter. It'll cost him more, but he'll spend twice as much effort than what we're asking for just to be able to hurt us back.
Yes.
And with that hurt, they will feel that all the other bullies don't want to get hurt, because bullies don't want to get hurt. Bullies just want to hurt and get something, but they never expect getting hurt back themselves. So if all the other bullies can see that you can hurt back, even if it'll cost you twice as much the effort, twice as much the resources and time, but you're willing to hurt back, it will send a message to all the other bullies out there that, wait, let's skip this guy because this guy is also a fighter. Let's find the victim that won't fight back.
Okay.
So that's the kind of...
I mean, we're blessed enough to be in that position, though, to have the resources. Pero paano na yung iba na walang ganun karaming resources?
Those that don't have resources, you have effort. So that's what you can use. A lot of time and effort. So if you don't have resources to fight back and they're trying to extort you for money, spend more effort, spend more time. Get a lot of lawyers. There are a lot of lawyers out there that are willing to, you know.
Do pro bono?
Not pro bono, but normally a bounty system or bounty a reward system. If you're able to claim something from the other person, they'll want to have like a revenue share from the winnings. So there are those kinds of lawyers. You just have to find them. We call them ambulance chasers, because these kinds of lawyers are there because they're like, you know, for profit sharing kind of lawyer. So if you don't have time or resources, then exert more effort, do more research, to find these people who can help you fight back. So if these bullies see that, wow, this person is really taking a lot of effort to fight back, it's not worth my effort either. So
and when money comes into play, that's kind of like scamming also. So even worse, diba? Nabully ka pa, sinascam ka rin.
That's correct.
Okay, so we have a few more.
Right? One last topic. So the last topic
one last
is
kind of bullying.
Yeah, it's online bullying. So this is the most tricky part. So online bullying is actually more diverse rather than the old type of bullying. So I'll go for the depends on who's bullying you. So there are those who are, you know, known characters which have like personalities who post about you or publish you online. You have to fight back. If they have something to lose, you fight back. You sue them with libel or cyber libel. You can get them to jail at least 6 months or get them to pay a fine. And, you know, it will hurt them and they will go through the process of the litigation, which will teach them a lesson not to do it again to you at least and probably to others.
Yeah.
So that's the first one.
So can you explain to us more about what libel is? Because sometimes it's a tricky definition, right?
Libel is basically when you're saying lies about a person on a public in a public forum, or basically you're doing malicious intentions to destroy his reputation. So basically making unfounded claims and doing malicious reputation destruction.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the basic
or insults even
tenets. Yes, of course, because an insult leads to defamation of his reputation
and your character defamation.
So libel or cyber libel is the generic case for personalities who will try to online bully you. Now, there's the second kind of online bullying where you have random accounts. Just, you can't really identify these people. They're just, bashing you from unknown sources or maybe fake accounts.
Yeah, dummy accounts.
Dummy accounts. So basically, these guys are cowards. They're the kinds that, they don't want the consequences. That's why they're hiding on your fake accounts, because they're afraid of the consequences.
So they just block them.
normally, you can just block them, ignore them. Or sometimes if you're, if you have a social media channel, it actually helps your algorithm, because any engagement works, positive or negative. The engagement in the social media just keeps pushing your content out. So if you see it in a positive light, the glass is half full, then it could help your engagement as well. That's why there are others who do insultative content that gets their that gets their channel actually a lot of followers. Yeah.
Some people like really misspell words para lang mabash, so the algorithm goes up.
So when you're talking of random people, then, you don't have to take them too seriously.
Or too personally.
Yeah, so you can even use this situation without them knowing it, that they're actually helping you gain traction. So there are these guys in America, they call themselves, the masculine men. And they have this macho masculine channel where they, tell a lot of truths about, bad girls, and they get women on the show. I forgot the name of that guy, but he's a very famous guy in the US, and he became very famous. He earns a lot of money from getting a lot of women who are insulted,
offended. But no, that's not the point.
Using it in the positive light, that he's using his online bashers to be able to propel his channel to
He's using the bashers for like clout, kind of.
Exactly.
But we're still not promoting insults and being offensive.
So basically, I wouldn't say he's offensive. He's more of telling a truth that people don't want to hear. So that's his kind of content.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But I guess in terms of mental health also, because even if it's a dummy account, it gets to you. So I guess for me, just, you have to be secure with who you are. And our security comes from God, diba? He made us to be His, of course, sons and daughters. So that, but our security is from God and from our family and from our friends. And they know who the real us are, diba? So I guess it's good to really have someone you can talk to properly, who will listen to you and who will help you in terms of, security and insecurities also. And don't let these bullies shame you or make you feel insecure.
Yeah, so as we end this video, I hope this was able to help you and guide you in how to deal with bullies. So let's recap that. For physical bullies, you have to fight them fist for fist. You have to learn how to fight yourself.
But always on the defense.
Always on the defense. Never strike first. Never provoke a fight. You always only strike when striked upon. Now, emotional and psychological is not, say insult for insult. It's reverse. You do not say bad words against bad words. You use intellect. You show them intellectual superiority for them to respect you. That's emotional and psychological abuse. So once you're being emotionally and psychologically abused, you counter with intellectual superiority and you debate and you argue until they fold, that they are the ones who are intellectually inferior in that specific topic.
Yeah, if it becomes too toxic, you don't even have to engage, right?
As much as you can, you have to engage.
Okay.
But what I said, if you have to just, at a certain point where you feel that they're already,
got the message.
They got the message and they're already, they cannot anymore counter you with an intellectual debate, then you already know you're on the right track. You don't have to go all the way and make them feel like trash, but at least you can show them that you are on the right. And now they will be, that will keep them thinking while they're trying to sleep that, wait, I was on the wrong and this guy is really smart and I can't anymore insult him. So that's the point of, that's how to counter emotional and psychological abuse: intellectual superiority, argumentation, communication, superior communication. So those that have a hard time communicating, well, this is the time to train yourself. Just watch videos on YouTube and you'll learn how to communicate better. Mm-hmm. And number three, online or any kind of public bashing. So there are two kinds: a known personality, you sue them. Sue them for libel, sue them for cyber libel, collect your evidences and make sure you file it in the proper courts, and they will be on their toes and they cannot sleep because this is going to be a mental anguish. To anyone who gets a libel case and you know that you could go to jail for a criminal offense, not only if they don't go to jail, they get a fine, they'll forever be branded as criminals in the NBI. Your NBI records will have criminal on your records, and they'll have a hard time getting a job or getting something that needs an NBI clearance. And of course, for the random bashing, well, just take it in a positive light and learn from them, because there's really nothing you can do with random bashing except use them to a positive light, like use them to get yourself more famous. So that's the how to use.
Or
the
just block them also.
Or you can just block them
if it really bothers you.
Unless you see one of those random bashers that is a known personality, then you can actually go for a lawsuit against them. But if they're just using fake accounts, you can just ignore them and or use them to your advantage as well. So anyway, thank you for everyone for listening to this vlog, and please subscribe and check out the channel for more guides.
Bye guys. No to bullying.
Thank you so much for listening. We'd love to hear your favorite insights from the show. Tag us at Rise Up with Janina Chan and at Janina Chan via Instagram stories so we can repost. Share this episode to your friends who you want to rise up with and follow us for more. This is produced by the Chinoy Podcast Network in partnership with Podcast Network Asia. Also powered by Podmetrics, the easiest way to monetize your podcast. Sign up now for free at podmetrics.co.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.